If you have access to the king's chamber today, step in and let your eyes adjust. If you don't, if the chamber is closed, crowded, or you're outside, stand where you can still feel the pyramid's mass above and around you. Either way, try this first. Lower your voice. Not for etiquette, for measurement. Because this episode isn't about what the Great Pyramid looks like. It's about what it might do. Pause. Most visitors come here with a single story in mind: tomb, a dead king, a stone mountain, a sealed room. End of story. But there's another lens, one John Anthony West loved to apply to Egypt. Instead of asking only what did they believe, ask, what did they understand about the world as a system? And one of the most universal systems on Earth is vibration. Everything that has structure has resonance. Everything with mass has natural frequencies. Stone included. Pause. The King's Chamber is built almost entirely from Aswan granite, a crystalline igneous rock that behaves differently from limestone. Granite is hard. It's dense. It reflects sound strongly. It's full of quartz and other minerals that, in modern contexts, show interesting electrical and mechanical responses to stress. No, this is not granite equals magic. This is granite equals a very particular material choice. So let's ask the simplest question. If you wanted to create a space where sound behaves in a dramatic, controllable way, would you choose porous limestone? Or would you choose a dense, reflective stone that rings? Pause. Now look at the chamber geometry. It's a box. Sharp edges. Flat planes. Heavy slabs. That's not how you design a cozy, funerary room. That's how you design a cavity. In modern engineering, cavities are everywhere: organ pipes, speaker boxes, resonant enclosures, test chambers. The point is not decoration. The point is behavior. Sound bouncing between parallel surfaces doesn't just echo. Under the right conditions, it sets up standing waves, patterns of pressure and silence in fixed locations.